神韵艺术家纯善纯美的精湛表演令圣地亚哥观众折服，来自社会各阶层的人士赞叹神韵所展现的5000年传统中国文化，也为演员出色的表演以及服装、音乐、舞蹈的完美结合而倾倒。下面请看本台来自美国圣地亚哥的报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在圣地亚哥的演出圆满地落下帷幕，一连5场演出场场爆满，一些观众因为没能买上票而感到遗憾。神韵亲临圣地亚哥，为这里的观众带来新年的喜悦、希望与祝福。
Well, the show is amazing. I have always, always been so impressed by the Chinese culture and their precision, their grace and poise, their use of color in the costumes. So it's absolutely everything I would have expected it to be. It's just beautiful and spectacular. I've loved the stories too. It's truly very touching to learn so much more about the Chinese culture, and they're just beautiful, beautiful people. So it's spectacular, the show. They've put a lot of work into it.
It was spectacular, wonderful, beyond anything I expected. We didn't know what to expect, and it was so beautiful. I loved it.
The orchestra was wonderful. I loved the, you know, Asian elements and Asian instruments added a lot to it. And the background was amazing, and I loved the way the dancers popped in and out of the background. That was really fun and kind of magical.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. The colors are bright and vivid and just makes the stage alive. The dancing is amazing. I'm amazed at how high these guys can jump. And the women are so graceful, but they all look so young. It's just amazing. I'm really enjoying it. The music, the dancing, the colors...It's just beautiful.
结束了圣地亚哥之旅，神韵纽约艺术团下一站将前往亚利桑那州的凤凰城，将为那里的观众带来3天3场的演出。这是新唐人记者苏香乐、王慧平圣地亚哥采访报道。
亚当·史密斯是一位年轻的创作型歌手，他7岁时自学并且开始弹奏钢琴，音乐创作是他很喜爱并感觉轻松自然的事。他表示神韵演出让他仿佛置身天堂。
亚当·史密斯今天与几位好友特别远从350英里外的凤凰城飞到南加州来欣赏神韵纽约艺术团的演出。
I loved the show. It was a magical experience. I was just in heaven the whole time. It was definitely worth seeing. We came all the way from Phoenix.
史密斯会作词作曲，能从楼上观赏到神韵交响乐团的完美演出，让他感到特别兴奋。
Sometimes I forgot that the music was live just because it was so beautiful and just so on. And you know, I looked down at the orchestra and I just was amazed that all this was just happening in front of my eyes. You know, I thought the orchestra was phenomenal, and I was really delighted to get to hear some of the traditional Chinese instruments being played live. And I was also really thrilled and moved by the opera singers.
他表示有机会欣赏到神韵演出的观众是非常幸运的。
The costumes were just phenomenal. Just the colors, the movements, just the gracefulness of the way it was interpreted. You are in for a real treat and for a really unique show. Something that you're not going to be able to see probably anywhere else.
新唐人记者王慧平、黄文华，美国圣地亚哥采访报道。
目前在享受退休生活的赫瑞夫妇在不同国家开设了美国银行及富国银行的分行，称得上是国际银行家。他们对神韵的演出赞不绝口。
The precision, the exactness, the dedication, the youth, the choreography. What can I say? We have nothing like it in the United States. I haven't seen it in Spain. And we have a lot of choreography in flamenco.But this was absolutely outstanding. The tenor is fantastic. The other instrument, absolutely haunting. The lady playing the bow. And then the orchestra that was being led from the pit has the most artistic, beautiful sound. better than any of the symphonies that I've heard in many, many years. I really enjoyed it.
喜爱旅游的赫瑞夫妇俩同声表示，神韵的一切都很美妙。
The choreography was wonderful, the very colorful, the costumes, the music, everything. It touched my heart.
他们表示，天幕的效果也令人赞叹，并用了一连串的惊叹词来形容神韵。
Oh, bravo, ole, I am from Spain, ole, bravo.
新唐记者王慧平、苏香兰，美国圣地亚哥采访报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国圣地亚哥的第三场演出圆满落下帷幕，让海外华人也有机会一睹正统的中国文化。一位旅美华人表示，非常感谢神韵能将中国传统文化在国际上发扬光大。
首先我觉得中国的文化能在异国他乡保存得如此完整，发扬光大得如此好，我觉得非常的可贵。其次呢，我又觉得这种东西只能在异国他乡保存，我觉得非常的可悲。
吕先生认为，神韵演出的表达方式直白易懂，让中国人和西方人都能完全了解并从中受益。
他这里边关于一些中华文化的一些故事啊，我觉得对于外国人来说都非常的浅显易懂，我觉得是非常的，对于海内外人士来说都是非常的受教的。
最后他表达了对神韵艺术家们的感谢。
我要感谢所有的艺术家为中华文化能得到如此的保存所做出的杰出的贡献，谢谢他们。
新唐记者王慧平、黄文华，圣地亚哥报道。
美国国会议员鲍勃·费尔纳在观看了神韵纽约艺术团在加州圣地亚哥的演出之后，称赞神韵是一场真正了不起的表演。
The combination of the music, the colors, the dancing, the acrobatics, the playfulness of everything, it was really marvelous.
鲍勃目前正在竞选圣地亚哥市长，他风趣地表示
，I said, you know, this will help my campaign because it makes me more relaxed and more inspired and more thoughtful, and so it brings you down to a level where you're more in touch with yourself and the universe.
鲍勃表示，感受到演出所体现的正义与善良，也为演出中的幽默所打动。
You know, it was clear by the sense of justice and goodness, whether you had the playful or the eccentric monk saving the young woman in distress, or the divine rescuing those who were contemplating or those who were exercising their free speech or their meditation.But it was also a playful thing, you know, like the playful monks, that yes, they were meditative and they were thoughtful and they were mindful. But when the abbot went away, they liked the play. and it shows the fullness of all of our lives that is presented. It shows the reality of life, I mean, because there's so many elements of human beings, and this brought them all out.
鲍勃最后表示，每个人都会从神韵演出中受益。
Well, it helps, of course, understanding the culture. But as I said, given the way our lives are so busy and so rushed and hectic, just to be thoughtful for a while and be carried away by the music and the dance and the colors is helpful, I think, to peace and harmony in the world.
新唐记者王慧平、黄文华，圣地亚哥采访报道。
弗朗西·米加是圣地亚哥一个舞蹈团的艺术总监，也是一名作家。在观看了神韵纽约艺术团在圣地亚哥的演出之后，他表示，神韵让他领悟到了生命的意义。
There was that song, that "What is the meaning of life?" and that we go through this whole exhaustion of half of our life struggling to go for fame and all this other type of gain when the meaning is right here.It's there all along, and that's so beautiful. I think that's something that people tend to forget, you know, especially during hard days where we forget what we're working so hard for.
作为圣地亚哥神秘舞蹈团的艺术总监和作家，弗朗西·米加称赞 神韵的美就像是一首诗一样。
Oh, it's so enchanting. The technique is so exquisite and so flawless, and the whole production itself is so seamless. Whether it's the music or the choreography or just the execution itself of this very, very large cast of dancers, it's so seamless and so beautiful. It's literally visual poetry.
弗朗西米加衷心地感谢神韵艺术家们带给他的这个神奇之旅。
With 神韵, it's a ride that takes you on a roller coaster.Of emotions, and by the end, you can't help but be elated. So I want to tell them thank you. Thank you for creating a magical evening. Thank you for uplifting everyone.
新华记者苏香兰、王慧平，美国圣地亚哥报道。
独立制作人班迪·琼斯和演员布莱恩·布莱斯因为错过神韵在美国洛杉矶的演出，特别开车到圣地亚哥观看神韵。他们感谢神韵不仅传递了宝贵的中华文化和历史，并且赞叹演出无懈可击。
The performance is amazing. The way you brought the background and the media and the animation and the graphics, it really pulled together modern and classic and way of doing performance. So it was really great. It's really, really great.
I think it was impeccable. I mean, I think the costumes were gorgeous. I think they were really well done. I think from my perspective, you can tell that in putting this show together, people really did their homework. And I think the talent that was on stage and in the orchestra pit was just amazing. People think of ballet and they think of classical dance and they think of it a certain way. And I think that the way that the Performing Arts Company really did it, there are those traditional Western classical moves in there, but it really showed where they really came from, because I think it was important to make a note of that during the show, because people think, oh, it originated in the West, and there are a lot of things that really came from Asia that people really don't know about. So I'm glad that the dancers really were able to translate that and really bring that to the stage.
布莱恩·布莱斯表示，感谢神韵将中华文化传递到世界每个角落。
I just want to acknowledge the whole company, from the composers to the dancers, the musicians, everybody that was involved for putting on the work that they're putting on, because I'm really clear that this would not be happening in China, and for them to take that culture and take that history and take what's relevant going on today,bringing it here, actually bringing it to the world, I think it's really important. So I acknowledge everybody in the company for doing that.
新唐记者王慧平、黄文华，圣地亚哥报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团21号在圣地亚哥进行了两场演出。观众们除了为神韵艺术家高超的技巧以及神韵纯善纯美的艺术内涵所陶醉之外，还表示神韵用美的方式传递着中国的传统文化与艺术，让人从中受益良多。请看来自圣地亚哥的报道。
心理学家亚历桑德拉特颂表示，观看神韵加深了他对中华传统文化的了解，受益匪浅。
I think the tradition is so rich in the culture, and it's just a joy to be able to see the stories behind the culture and the civilization brought out through the performing arts. It's a beautiful way of doing that. It's wonderful because it's teaching us about these beautiful cultures that we oftentimes don't get exposed to, and it just gives such respect to this beautiful Chinese art that.And these stories that we don't get exposure to.
亚历桑德拉对神韵超凡的艺术内涵赞不绝口。
It's beautiful. I think the staff is extremely talented. It's beautiful, graceful, extravagant, and just a joy to watch, and very moving and inspirational.
律师劳拉·法瑞奇表示，神韵让他了解到了中国的历史。
We loved the beautiful costumes. We really enjoyed the screen and how they used it, bringing the characters in and out. I think that was one of our favorite parts, among others, like the outfits, the dancing. She's a dancer, so that's why we're here. We loved learning about the history. That was really interesting, and how they incorporated it with the dance and the music, everything about it. The whole entire package was amazing and beautiful. We really enjoyed it.
从三岁起就开始学习舞蹈的克里娜女士表示，只有亲自看神韵才能体会到神韵的美。
I love the show. I think just looking at 5,000 years of tradition, you know, that's the best thing. And plus the dancers, I think their technique is so nice and good. And you can see, you can tell that they really practice, you know, and they make everything look perfect. It's something that I think you have to come and see for yourself. It's not the same like logging to the internet, because you get the real thing by being here, you know, the inspiration and how you can feel the love of the performance touching you, you know.
新唐人记者王慧平、黄文华，美国圣地亚哥采访报道。
神韵在美国圣地亚哥掀起了新一轮的热潮，继第一场的演出之后票房火爆。请看来自圣地亚哥的报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在圣地亚哥的第二场演出持续爆满，未来的三场演出票已售罄。现场的观众朋友在观看了神韵后兴奋地表示，神韵演出完美，并让他们更想了解中华正统的五千年文化。
Oh my goodness, the performers were just magnificent, so talented, the artistry, all the beautiful designs that they did on all the costumes, and how they present themselves and to the tradition and the Chinese tradition, and I really enjoyed it, and I will recommend it to my friends. It was really, really good. We're going to come back next year.
戴瑞克沈是索尼公司的游戏开发商，他对神韵的天幕设计十分赞赏。
Very amazing. The production value is so high, and the way they bring the graphics into the actual characters is very nice.
观众也被演出中表现正邪较量的内容所感动。
And I personally felt all the hard work and passion that they put into this, showing the message of good and evil and the hardship that they're going through right now in China.With the persecution that they're going through, not being able to practice what they believe right now. It's really touching that they're actually still trying to do it.
Just the whole show is just spectacular, and I did appreciate some of the insights into persecution. Needless to say, as a Catholic priest, we've known eras of persecution in every church or every religion or every belief system. So I appreciated that being brought out, andI appreciate the fact that this couldn't possibly be done in China. Unfortunately, we get to see it here.
金神父连续用了三个 Bravo 来赞叹神韵。
Just Bravo, Bravo. And I believe that's the classic, it's a classical dance. I believe that's the classical word for it, is Bravo.
新唐记者苏向兰、王慧平，加州圣地亚哥报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在圣地亚哥的演出为那里的观众再现了中华五千年文明的辉煌，观众们为神韵纯善纯美的艺术展现而感动。请看来自美国圣地亚哥的报道。
天主教修女玛丽·弗朗西斯科表示，神韵的演出像是天堂的再现。
The show was heavenly. The color, the dancers were so graceful, andThere was a spiritual element. And this is like a little foretaste of the gorgeousness, the beauty in heaven.
玛丽在观看了神韵的演出后表示，是神的旨意让她来看这个演出。
The divine came in and permitted me to be here. And if I had the money and if I had the time, you know, if circumstance, I wouldn't mind coming again. Because I had never seen traditional Chinese dancing. So I learned about that.But the spiritual element, yes, I knew. I would say that the beauty and the gracefulness was new to me also, because I've never seen traditional Chinese dancing. And, oh, it made me wish that I was 10 years old again and I'd learn how to do it myself.
马西亚·罗伊斯表示，神韵的美让她感动得流泪。
And the opening scene, I cried. I was so totally immersed.It was the most exquisite opening I've ever seen. And there was humor and artistic art. And it was overcoming. It was too much. I loved it. And there was a message. I can't tell you what it was, but it told me cry. It's so beautiful.
马西亚说， 他从未看过这么精彩的演出，他被艺术家们的精湛技艺所感动。
They are so young and so well trained and so they're superb. The choreography is, I've never seen such choreography. And the precision, the dancing and the music, I don't know. I was overwhelmed. I like the soprano very much and I thought the pianist was really there for them, tremendous support. But what a glorious voice.It's a total emotional experience.
新唐记者苏香兰、王慧平、圣地亚哥采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在圣地亚哥的演出已经于1月22日圆满落幕，一连五场的演出场场爆满，圣地亚哥观众惊叹于美妙的演出，更赞叹神韵给人们带来的精神提升。请看报道。
You know, there's things that you can't really explain with words, like you really need to see to believe. It's like really, it's like really showed you like what life is about and really remind you that everyone just want peace, you know, and to be able to get along.
What I really particularly like was the solos and singing. The words were beautiful about divine consciousness and being aware and kind of ascension is what I got out of it. Raising to a new level, collectively.
I think when they talked about, you know, about heaven and how to get there and just the message of how it's very tranquil, very quiet message, but very strong. I would suggest that they come and see the show themselves to get the feeling of it, because you have to be in person to really get the true feeling of the show.
The music was...beautiful, the performance was beautiful, it just captured you, and you're just like, just in awe, you're like, wow, you knew that their whole heart and passion was all there, so it was breathtaking.
It was very spiritual, it showed morals and integrity and about what's important in life and about freedom, but it really touched my heart because there was a lot to it, but it was first class dancing, amazing, and singing.
新唐记者苏香兰、王慧平、圣地亚哥采访报道。